Well, good morning again. So this morning, I want you to imagine for a second a young shepherd boy standing before a towering giant. His hands are steady. His eyes are fixed. And his heart is calm. David, facing Goliath, shows a remarkable absence of stress or anxiety despite the terrifying circumstances. How does a boy like David remain so composed in the face of such a daunting challenge? In our modern world, we all face our own giants, as we were discussing in Sunday school. It's amazing how the sermon kind of ties in what gets discussed, you know. And he was the teacher, and I'm not. So, so it was good, you know. In our modern world, we all face our own giants. We all have giants. Whether it's the pressure to succeed, concerns about our health, or the uncertainty of the future. Stress and anxiety are ever-present companions in the fast-paced lives that we lead. According to the National Alliance on Mental Illness, or NAMI, quote, anxiety disorders are the most common mental health concern in the United States. Over 40 million adults in the U.S., 19.1%, have an anxiety disorder. Yet, what if, like David, we could face these giants with unwavering confidence and peace? What if, instead of being overwhelmed by worry, we could stand firm, trusting in a power greater than our own? Today, we're going to explore how to handle stress, worry, and anxiety as Christians. We will look at the story of David and Goliath, examine the teachings of Jesus in Matthew chapter 6, verses 25 to 34. And we're going to reflect on the comforting words of Psalm 23 and consider Paul's counsel in Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 through 7. First, let's look at David and Goliath and trusting in God's power over our own. So that story is found in 1 Samuel chapter 17, if you'd like to turn there. I'm not going to go ahead and read a lot of it or anything like that. So if you want to just check of what I'm saying is true, you'll have it right there in front of you, okay? Let's begin with the story of David and Goliath, though. A story that's not just about a boy defeating a giant, but about trusting God in the face of overwhelming odds. Overwhelming odds. 1 Samuel 17 tells of the well-known battle between the Israelites and the Philistines, centering on the dramatic confrontation between the young shepherd David and the formidable giant Goliath. And at the time, the two armies were encamped on opposite sides of the valley, with Goliath, a colossal warrior from the Philistine ranks, issuing a taunting challenge for the Israelites to send out a champion for single combat, a one-on-one. For 40 days, Goliath's defiance and mockery of both the Israelites and their God echoed across the valley. David, the youngest son of Jesse from Bethlehem, arrives at the battlefield with supplies for his older brothers. Disturbed by Goliath's blasphemous challenge, David volunteers to face the giant despite his youth and lack of battle experience. Recalling how God had delivered him from lions and bears while tending his sheep, David is determined to confront Goliath. Although King Saul initially doubts David's capability, he ultimately permits David to fight after being persuaded by the young shepherd's unwavering faith. Rejecting King Saul's armor in favor of a simple sling and five smooth stones, David approaches Goliath with profound trust in God's deliverance. As Goliath mocks David, the young shepherd responds with assurance in the power of the Lord. With a single well-aimed stone, David strikes Goliath smack dab in the middle of the forehead, causing the giant to collapse. David then uses Goliath's own sword to defeat him decisively. Witnessing their champions fall, the Philistines flee in terror, and the Israelites secure a resounding victory. David's bravery and faith earn him great favor and recognition, setting the stage for his future as king of Israel. Now, if you will, imagine this. Imagine carrying a backpack filled with heavy stones. Each stone represents a worry or a fear that we carry. Health concerns, financial struggles, relationship issues, etc. As we try to carry the backpack, it becomes exhausting and overwhelming. But if we let go and hand it over to someone stronger, like a parent or a friend, we feel immediate relief, don't we? This is what happens when we trust in God rather than trying to carry the weight of our own problems ourselves. Just as David trusted God with the battle against Goliath, we can trust God with the stones of our anxiety and fear. Think of a time when you faced something that seemed insurmountable. What were you feeling at that moment? Did you rely on your own strength, or did you turn to God? How might that situation have changed if you had placed your trust entirely in God? Now, David's approach to facing Goliath offers a profound lesson on handling stress and anxiety. Rather than relying on his own strength or resources, David placed his trust in God's power. His confidence wasn't in himself, but in the God who had delivered him from past dangers, like the lion and the bear. The stress of the battle didn't rest on David's shoulders. It was God's battle to fight. Now think about the giants you face in your own life. It might not be a literal giant, but it could be a significant health crisis, a financial struggle, or a challenging relationship. Our natural instinct is often to rely on our own abilities or resources. But that can leave us feeling overwhelmed and anxious. Like David, we are called to place our trust in God, who is mightier than any obstacle. Remember, the battle is not ours, but the Lord's. When we shift our perspective from our insufficiency to God's sufficiency, stress and anxiety diminish. Consider Martin Luther, the great reformer. When faced with the monumental task of standing up to the powerful Catholic Church, he did not succumb to fear. Instead, he famously said, "Here I stand, I can do no other. God help me." His trust was not in his own wisdom or power, but in the God who called him. This week, when you encounter stress or worry, remind yourself that the battle is not yours alone. It's the Lord's. What I'd like for you to do, if you have a pen or pencil, piece of paper, maybe in your Bible, write down one giant, just one giant that you're facing, and pray, asking God to take the lead in that battle. You're asking God to take the lead in the battle. Not your own wisdom, but God's. Ask God to take that lead. And just as David trusted God in his battle, Jesus also invites us to trust in God's provision and care, encouraging us not to worry. Now let's move from the battlefield to the teachings of Jesus, who provides us with a clear path to overcoming worry by trusting in God's provision. Let's turn to Matthew chapter 6, verses 25 to 34. And this is where he directly addresses the issue of worry. Now close your eyes for a moment and picture a bird in the air. This is what he talks about in those verses. Free and carefree. Free and carefree. Just flying about. Birds do not worry about where their next meal will come from or what will happen tomorrow. They are free, singing and trusting that God will provide for their needs. Jesus uses this image to illustrate God's provision for us. Like the birds, we are encouraged to live freely, trusting that God cares deeply for us and knows our needs. We don't need to carry the weight of worry because God is already in control. Thursday night, we talked about this in the first book of Genesis. First chapter of Genesis, I should say. And in it, I pointed out that in one of the verses, it says that God provided all the seed-bearing fruits and trees and plants for us to eat. You realize that? You go into First Genesis, nowhere does it say that we are to eat meat. Because in the beginning, God said it was good, did he not? Everything that he created, even the food, the seed-bearing plants and trees, there it is right there up on the screen. I give you every seed-bearing plant on the face of the whole earth and every tree that has fruit with the seed in it. They will be yours for food. See, meat didn't come in until sin entered in. Think about that. I know I'm getting off a little subject here, but This is something that is important. In the beginning, God said it was good. Everything he did was good. He created everything, and it was good. It wasn't till man came around and disobeyed, and sin entered in. Amen. Yeah. So let me ask you this. What would it look like for you to live with that same kind of trust in God's provision? What might change in your daily life? Jesus reminds us that our lives are more than the daily concerns that so often consume us. Worry does not add to our lives, it only takes away. You see, Jesus invites us to consider the birds and the flowers, which God created, amen? How God takes care of them without their toil and ensures us of his greater care for us. Think about the worries that consume your thoughts. Are they adding any value to your life? Or are they robbing you of your peace and joy? We often worry because we're trying to control outcomes that are beyond our control. See, Jesus invites us to release that control to God. Release it. Give it to him. He's the one that knows our needs better than we do and is always faithful to provide. Practically, this means developing a habit of prayer and thanksgiving, bringing our concerns to God and trusting in his provision. According to the Anxiety and Depression Association of America, the ADAA, quote, gratitude can help people feel more positive emotions, relish good experiences, improve their health, and deal with adversity and build strong relationships. Incorporating gratitude into our lives, as Jesus encourages, can be a powerful antidote to anxiety. John Wesley, the founder of Methodism, faced many stressful situations throughout his ministry, including financial strain, opposition, and illness. Yet he remained steadfast in his faith. Once when his house was burning down, a friend shouted, "Your house is burning!" Wesley calmly replied, "The Lord's house is burning. Let it be consumed. I have one less thing to worry about." This week, whenever you find yourself worrying, take a deep breath and say a short prayer. Lord, I trust you to provide. Let this become your habit whenever anxiety arises. Jesus teaches us not to worry because of God's provision. In the same way, Psalm 23 reminds us of God's care and guidance through all of life's circumstances. Psalm 23, let's read that real quick here. The Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. See, right here, David beautifully captures the peace that comes from trusting in God's shepherding care. Imagine a shepherd leading his sheep through a storm. You know, it didn't matter what the weathermen said that day. They were out there, whether there was storms, whether it was bright and sunny, whether it was scorching hot. They were out there tending to the sheep. Even in the darkest night, when wolves and other dangers are near, the sheep are not afraid because they trust their shepherd to protect them. The shepherd's presence is enough to calm their fears. Similarly, we can find peace and assurance knowing that God, our good shepherd, is always with us, even in our darkest valleys. Psalm 23 brings comfort by reminding us of God's faithful guidance and protection. Now, think of a time when you felt like you were walking through a dark valley. I know you guys have some of those times. I mean, I don't feel that I'm alone here. There's some dark, I know I've had dark times in my life. How did you experience God's presence during that time? If you didn't, how might the promise of Psalm 23 have comforted you? David, the same shepherd boy who faced Goliath, also wrote Psalm 23. Did you know that? In this psalm, he beautifully captures the peace that comes from trusting in God's shepherding care. Even in the darkest valley, David did not fear because he knew that God was with him. The imagery of a shepherd leading his sheep to green pastures and quiet waters speaks to God's guidance and his provision, even in our most anxious moments. We all have our own dark valleys that cause us stress and anxiety. It might be a season of uncertainty, a difficult decision, or a time of loss. When we are overwhelmed by anxiety, we can take comfort in knowing that God is with us, guiding us and providing for us. Memorizing and meditating on Psalm 23 can be a powerful way to combat anxiety. We're not alone in our stress. I think that's a motto of NAMI's, isn't it? You are not alone. You are not alone. Okay? The Good Shepherd walks with us, providing peace and assurance. NAMI also points out that mindfulness practices, such as meditation and deep breathing, can be effective in managing stress and anxiety. Incorporating these practices into our lives while meditating on scriptures like Psalm 23 can help us find calm in the midst of chaos. Just as Psalm 23 reassures us of God's presence and care, the Apostle Paul gives us further guidance on how to handle anxiety through prayer and thanksgiving. Let's turn to Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 to 7. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 through 7. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. See, Paul gives us this practical advice on how to overcome anxiety. Imagine for a second holding a glass of water. If you hold it for a minute, it's easy, right? If you hold it for an hour, guess what? Your arm's going to start aching. If you hold it all day, your arm's going to start to feel numb and paralyzed. The weight of the glass doesn't change, but the longer you hold it, the heavier it becomes. Stress and anxiety are like that glass of water. If we hold on to them for too long, they become unbearable. But when we cast our anxieties on God, as Peter encourages us in 1 Peter 5:7, says to present our requests to God with thanksgiving, we experience peace beyond understanding. Think of something that you've been holding on to for too long, causing you stress and anxiety. What would it look like to let go and to give it to God in prayer? How might that bring peace to your life? Paul, writing from prison, offers a profound lesson on handling anxiety. He encourages the Philippians to not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. Present it. The promise is that God's peace, which transcends all understanding, will guard their hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Anxiety often stems from feeling out of control or uncertain about the future. But when we bring our concerns to God in prayer, coupled with thanksgiving, we shift our focus from our problems to God's sovereignty. This act of surrender allows God's peace to replace our anxiety. Consider the life of Corrie Ten Boom. Many of you know who she was. You know, a Christian who helped many Jews escape the Nazis during World War II. She often spoke about the importance of trusting God in the midst of fear and uncertainty. One of her famous quotes is, "Worry does not empty tomorrow of its sorrow. It empties today of its strength." Corrie lived through unimaginable stress, yet she found peace by continually bringing her fears to God in prayer. This week, start each day by writing down three things that you're thankful for. Three things. And then spend a few minutes in prayer, handing over your worries to God. Let this be a daily practice that transforms your stress into peace. As we conclude, I just want to say, stress, worry, and anxiety are part of our human experience, but they don't have to define us. Just as David trusted God in facing Goliath, Jesus invites us to trust in God's provision. And Psalm 23 assures us of God's constant presence. Paul, too, reminds us that through prayer and thanksgiving, we can experience God's peace. Today, as we leave, let us remember that the battle is the Lord's. The battle is the Lord's, not ours. Let us trust in God's care, release our worries to Him, and find peace in His presence. As the Apostle Peter said, cast all your anxiety on Him because He cares for you. 1 Peter 5:7. Take a moment now to silently, we're going to take a few moments here. And I want you to silently bring your anxieties before God, trusting that He is more than able to carry them for you. Then I'll close in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank You for Your faithfulness and for the peace that comes from trusting in You. Help us to release our worries and our anxieties into Your loving hands, knowing that You care for us deeply. Fill our hearts with Your peace and guide us through the challenges we face. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Thank you for coming. Have a great week. And we'll see you hopefully on Saturday. Or if you come to Bible study on Thursday evening, 7 o'clock, I will be here. That would be a great time of study. It's 1 hour, 1 hour only. I don't go past 8 o'clock. So I know everybody's got to go to work. And so I want to make sure I stay on that schedule. So love to see you.